charges, press. To refuse charges, press. To permanently block your receiving, thank you for using. You may start the conversation now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was. So they got motherfuckers paying all of this money and shit for the phone calls and knowing the phone's fucked up.
Stupid ass shit. That's why I'm glad it's only minute by minute, you know what I'm saying? You know, we use 1 minute, you don't use up a whole fuck.
Right.
So, straight to
them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce y'all to my little brother, man. Welcome to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shout Radio. I got a little bro on the line, man. What's happening, bro?
Hey, man, nice, man. Classes you wanted to take. I know I was going to the same class. If not, I was going to, I got to get an education advisor response Wednesday. So, I'm going to the same school, though, so, all right.
Nigga, I might do online, cause I don't be feeling like going all these different places and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just do that shit online.
No, I gotta get that. You know me, man. I got a mix, you know, and so I want to pass the opportunity to be in that regard. So I'd rather show up in person, man, and you know, work like that. Because, you know, I want to use the students from the visual, video, and music production classes to help with the videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ones on campus for free. Yeah, man. And network with them, too.
Type shit.
You said what?
I feel you. I guess I'm at the point where, well, I'm trying to, bro, let me tell you, I'm at the point where I know I want to get out of debt, of course, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I want to continue my education, so they was basically telling me that if I go back to school in the next 3 months and shit, that this debt that's on top of my head, I don't got to worry about that, but it's like, I'm looking at it like, well, I'm already in debt, you know what I'm saying? And I got that debt trying to come up on a good job. And now that I got a good job, I got to pay the debt that I used to get an education with back. And now y'all telling me to go back to this school and put myself in even more debt so that it take even longer to pay this shit off. Like, that's the standstill I'm at right now. Bro, what the fuck is that beeping sound? Man, it's all good, bro. It's only a little bit of time left, like literally. No, I said it's only a little bit of time left for you to be in there going through that bullshit.
Boy, what I got about 3 hours, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We gonna listen to this episode when you out.
You gonna do what?
I said we gonna listen to this episode when you get out. Hey, matter of fact, hey bro, what you wanna tell your future self so you can hear yourself while you was locked down? I said, what you want to tell your future self right now while you locked down? What you want to tell your future self? So when you, when me and you on the road and shit, we could listen to this episode. What you want to say while you was locked down?
I have 1 minute left.
I got 1 minute left. I want to tell it. That's what I'm gonna. I fell from you. You know, it's been an experience, man, that you can't explain to a person who, you know, not here in the physical, but you know, the mental is, you know, a struggle. It's a beautiful struggle because, you know, the facts here. And then I got family here too, man. It's a tragedy, man. And so, you know, the best now.
All calls
are
properly placed attorney calls.
You know what I mean?
Monitored and recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
I put my glass now, and I'm buzzed now, bro. So all that selfishness is out the window, man, and I'm giving up to God. So, myself, man, just remember that. It's true. When I focus on me and you, we're going to be all right. So.
Right.
Thank you for using.
Hey.
Love you, bro.
Goodbye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was an exclusive call from Lil Broski. Been down there 12 years. My nigga grew up behind that motherfucker. I remember when he first went in, it was like the hardest, biggest pill to swallow, pause. It was like, damn. Fast forward. 3 kids later, this nigga getting out. We do mindset. You know? I love bro. I know he human. He can be talking that jail shit. But it's like, I'd rather just keep leaning on God and letting my faith lead me. Like, I trust the process. That's where y'all gotta start. Looking at yourselves in a different aspect, like trusting the process, like things don't seem right, things you can't understand or comprehend, get confused, get frustrated, all that shit, man. Imagine you in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, you lock down 24/7 or 23 hours a day and get to see some type of sunlight or some type of bright light for an hour a day type shit, and then you back into that fetal position in your cell. I used to always wonder what don't kill you make you stronger be. And I used to always say it when somebody would say something deep based off of overcoming some type of trauma, some type of pain in their life where it could have like crippled them and kept them in this mindset for the rest of their life, like nigga 60, 70 years old with a 18 year old mindset, you know what I'm saying? But he chose to progress in spite of his circumstances. My little bro, before he got locked up, that nigga was a fucking hothead. Like, I say from the time we was probably, well, he was probably like 8 and I was 9 on up. I used to always hear motherfuckers tell him, like, you gonna end up in prison. Especially my foster mama, she'll tell him, you gonna end up in prison just like your daddy. Tell him straight like that. His mindset, his attitude, how he handled shit. Like, he, my brother wasn't no punk, but it was like, he the type of nigga where he ain't gonna run from no, he ain't finna back down from no nigga. Damn, no, he don't give a fuck. And I had to step in sometimes, like, bro, come on, brother, just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know whole shit, just, bro, you tweaking. You doing too much. Don't let that nigga get some liquor in his system. Like, that nigga used to wild out. It's like this time around, though, like, us being adults. It's like, even though I can't fully help my brother the way I want to, like, have him up under me all the time, it's like I am going to be within arm's reach, you know what I'm saying? If not up the road, right around the corner or down the street type shit. Y'all heard it. I appreciate and admire the fact that he focused on going to school. He want us to go to school together. It's not funny in the sense where, you know what I'm saying, it's petty. It's like, man, it's my nigga. You know, we went through everything. All of the foster homes. All of the abuse. All of the pain. The only thing it really took to separate us was my fucking prison. Really, life. Us growing up and having to figure out life. We wanted to hit the streets, and we did. And we had to figure that shit out. Wanted to go back. I was just listening to an episode from the 5150 show last night for probably like 2015 or something. And they were talking about what's the appropriate age to kick your kids out. Freeze was saying 18. Zoe, him and Zoe was kind of bumping heads on it down there. Like, I felt where both of them was coming from. Like, when you turn 18, like, before you turn 18, like, when you like 15, hey, when you know when you turn 18, you need to have a job. You know what I'm saying? Be getting ready to move into your apartment and have some type of decent, valid, solid transportation where you don't gotta lean on nobody but God and your gas tank and your four wheels. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I felt that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for 15, like, 117 roll around, it's like, that's when you beef it up. Like, you turn up on that shit. Like, yo, so you got your apartment. You ready? You only got to you 18. I love you, but it's like, yeah, you grown now, man. We did it. You're going to be all right. But it was like, Zoe disagreed with Freeze in a sense where he was like, how you just going to kick your kid out into the streets if they're not ready? You know what I'm saying? Freeze was speaking in a sense where the whole time I was raising them, I was getting them ready and preparing. 15, I made them aware that I'm preparing them. 17, I'm letting them know it's almost time for you to get out here and figure it the fuck out. I gave you all of this time. I gave you all of this knowledge. I gave you all of this advice. You know what I'm saying? There's many different parenting styles. I know the nigga ain't finna just throw his baby out in the street. She don't know what the fuck. He ain't teach her nothing. She gotta go lay up with a nigga and woo, 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 woo. Like, no, it ain't even that. It's like, as a parent, it's like it's a journey. Parenting will make you look at how you live your life, who you have in your life, and how you spend your time in a whole other aspect. Like, nigga, I can't just be fucking these hoes. I can't just be blowing it down with my niggas, blunt after blunt, just rapping this shit. Nigga broke, like, I came over there broke, and I'm leaving even broker type shit. Like, wait a minute, something ain't right. I can't just kick it. Can't just use motherfuckers and finesse motherfuckers and all that other weak ass shit. That ain't me. I would sell drugs, would sell dope, and come up real quick, be out here for real. But it's like, man, I'm really taking it. I know what's gonna happen. I know what's gonna happen. I seen what happened. Look what it's already done to my family. What the fuck can I do to break these motherfucking chains of generational curses and perpetual purgatory down there? Perpetual emotional purgatory. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you intentionally driving yourself through insanity by putting yourself through situations you know ain't benefiting you in no type of way. Hardest thing for a motherfucker that want things to go just their way and they right in this their world and woo woo is to do basic shit like go fill out a job application. Go bust out an 8-hour shift. You know what I'm saying? Turn around, turn that bitch into a 10-hour shift and you got 2 hours of overtime on your motherfucking, on that day's pay. You know what I'm saying? I do that shit every day. And look at your check 2 weeks from now. Nigga, your shit gonna be stupid. Even if the state do take out plenty motherfucking taxes on your shit, just know, nigga, by the end of the year, nigga, because of how you was grinding and busting your shit down and taking care of your shit along the process and moving wisely with your shit, nigga, Now, when your taxes hit whatever, nigga, now you're going to be in a position to not buy a car or some furniture or... Some nigga go get a pound, you know what I'm saying, or two, or go get a ounce of something hard or soft or whatever. I ain't knocking, no nigga, do you. Do you. If you're going to do it all the way. Don't half-ass it. It don't make no sense for you to say you sell crack and you ain't never got no crack after 12. Like, you don't sell crack, bro. You just the type of nigga that know where it's at and you keep it. But you're not the plug, nigga. Not to encourage people to sell drugs or nothing. I'm just saying, man, whatever aspect, however you live your life, however you strive to take care of yourself every day, day in and day out, bust that shit down. That may not even be your dream, y'all. That may not be where you want to be at. I know I can feel you on it because that's my mindset. I love what I do. I love where I'm at. But it's like, I know where I want to be. I know how much I really want to make by doing what I want to do. And I know that it ain't just finna fall out the sky. And I can't shit it out my ass. You know what I'm saying? I can only do what's necessary. I already thought of it. I'm already visioning. Every day that I meditate on it and marinate on the shit, the dream become more realer and more vivid and in detail. And the colors start to shimmer a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not trying to be like these niggas. It ain't even on no I hate you nigga type shit. It's just, I've seen what the Hidden Hands have done in order to manipulate how hip hop is delivered to the masses. How it's poison. We all get a little of it every time we cut on one of these fuck nigga songs that ain't talking about shit. Just because we want to be entertained or something. I ain't knocking no nigga for rap about what the fuck he know and where he come from. I could actually feel the genuineness and the substance within the chopper busting and dope slanging and all that shit if it's genuine. But if you one of them niggas is just going with the flow ass niggas and you're not really sincere from the heart, man, you ain't really talking about shit to me. Nothing. I done heard it before. It's trash. Don't let me know you in real life or know you a fuck nigga and this ain't really what you about. Like, oh no, I don't even want to hop on the track with this nigga. Real shit. All I'm saying is, in life, like, we go through so much. Sometimes it takes for you to have to be separated from your family for a certain amount of time. It's crazy how 2019 marks the biblical equinox year of our 400 years of oppression in America. And it's like, when God said Esau, time is up. And Jacob shall inherit the world. It's like, with that, is so much significance behind it. Very powerful statement. It's like, it's crazy how my little bro getting out of the pen. He want to come down here, start his life over, get established. Because I already know if he in Milwaukee, he ain't gonna get on up there the way he gonna get on out here. Not to say that you can't get on in Milwaukee. It's just, Milwaukee is designed and built to keep the majority of us in a position where it's easy for us to be locked up or charges thrown on us or whole ass niggas on petty ass shit. In that order. I love my city to death. And just like your city, my nigga. My city fucked up, too. You know? But at least out here, you know, it's actually opportunity for motherfuckers that look like me. I didn't know until I got out here. Until I got a job offer out here. Shit. That is lit. You know, if I got any complaints about anything, it's probably me. You know what I'm saying? And there ain't really no complaints. It's me noticing where my imperfections are and how I can improve my turn my weaknesses into strengths type shit, you know? If you're not willing to work on yourself or build from within, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're not living in no type of way. Definitely got to be willing to put forth the effort in regards to what's important to you, how it got to get done, and the amount of energy it's going to take for it to get done. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm going to do a 30-minute podcast. Update on the Mueller investigation shit. I don't know if y'all better be listening to fucking with me, but on the last episode and a couple episodes before that too, I was talking about how all of this fucking investigation shit just leading up to them saying he not guilty. It took this nigga 2 years for his report to just say it's inconclusive. It took 2 years for all of this shit, and they don't even want to show the American public. The president says, cool, but y'all know how he is. Y'all already know what that means, but what's his name? What's that old ass white man name with the glasses? He don't want to release it. He like, no, hell no, don't show them that shit. It's like, it's all good, man. Like, I already kind of figured. If I was really feeding into it, I definitely would have been in my chest about it. But it's like, something clicked inside of me last night while I was watching Dateline NBC News. I watched that shit on YouTube and shit. And I saw all the little stories that he had, his little segments and shit that he was finna talk about. Okay. And then it was like something clicked inside of me. Like, damn, it's like I'm watching the news. And it's all in reference to, like, even the bump stop things that go on the back of the semi-automatic guns and shit that get them ability to become a full assault rifle. You know what I'm saying? Like that, they just banned that shit today. So it's like, damn. Y'all put a ban on this particular, basically, novelty item because they went to the, you know, you go to the gun stores, like you go to the bro, not the gun stores, but you go to the sporting hunting stores and shit, like the Bass Pro Shops and shit like those, like. You can go to the gun section. That's what they did. And they asked him, like, how do you feel about them banning the bump stop? And bro was like, I honestly think that it's an overreach by the U.S. government. It's like, it's to us, it's just like a novelty type deal. It's like, and then it made me think, like, wait a minute. Y'all went, okay, so all of these little kids, these high school students got shot by this little crazy-ass white boy. The survivors went on tour telling their story. They got backlash. They had motherfuckers talking shit like they fake people, they actors. And I, you know what? I believe, even though I don't fuck with y'all like that, I believe y'all. I believe y'all when y'all say that. Them little kids, that little white boy with the Leonardo DiCaprio fade and shit, he looked like he an actor. Like, he been doing this for a hot second, bro. He been busting this shit down. I know. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it's like y'all just went through all of this shit, made all of this noise, and it all come back to y'all banning something called a bump stop that go on. Like, my nigga, do you really think that that's gonna stop look crazy as white boys from running up in schools and gunning that shit down. They still doing it. Why is it that in the hood? I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you feel me? I love my city. Even though we treat each other shitty as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Within the being treated shitty as fuck part, it's love in my city. Don't let two real niggas cross paths in my city. My nigga, it's going down. It's going down. We lit, my nigga. Straight up. We was in high school, like, bro, now you... In high school in Milwaukee, we said she used to crack so hard because it wasn't that we was beefing, but we was all beefing, but we was all cool with each other, and we always repped our school, even though we ain't fuck with our school. When it came to your school, nigga, this tech house, nigga, that's Bayview, you know what I'm saying? That's Mesmer over there, you know what I'm saying? That's Milwaukee High School of Arts over there, you know what I'm saying? All type, that's Pulaski on the south side, like, man, nigga. Niggas used to rap that shit, you know? And it meant something to us. Like, it really meant something to us. Like, couldn't tell us nothing. And it was like, during that time, like I said, even though motherfuckers, we treated each other shitty and niggas used to hate. Niggas used to do all type of shit. It never came to a point where you gonna stop us from doing what the fuck we wanna do. Motherfuckers can have metal detectors in the school. Motherfuckers can have increased security of random search days and shit. Niggas still gonna get the pistol in there. Niggas still gonna do what the fuck they do. Dead ass. I remember when my school went from the old tech to the new Bradley tech, all glass. A all glass high school, nigga. Yes. It was glass and concrete, nigga. Glass, concrete, and steel. But back then, I used to have to take Adderall and shit and get on the bus and shit. By the time we hit the highway, and we have fight, we'd be down the street from the school, but we on the freeway, and I could look right across the freeway and see the top of my school building in the sun hitting off that steel motherfucking rooftop, and then Adderall kick in. Like, oh, shit, I'm finna have an awesome day. It's gonna be it, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Yes, buddy. But that's neither here or there. Like, back to what we was talking about. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just feel like it took all them to do all of this shit. They doing it slowly, too. Like, they taking shit away slowly. You know what I'm saying? Anytime they pass laws and shit, they always distract us with some bullshit. The R. Kelly shit was some bullshit. The Michael Jackson shit was some bullshit. All of it. And all the shit after that. All of it. We need to really pay attention to what the fuck these politicians be doing and talking about. Because in case y'all ain't noticed, bro, these old white Caucasian men is in power finessing. Getting away with it. They're not building a wall to keep Mexicans out. Nigga, they building their motherfuckers to keep us in. And if you think that's a lie, all right. Motherfuckers rarely cross the border. They know it's hot. Motherfuckers they updated the format and the plan and shit. The blueprint. Niggas don't go through the border and cross the wall and all that shit. Now we finna fly to Canada. And come back from Canada. And there's gonna be a car waiting for us over there. My motherfuckers do that shit smooth as a bitch, probably. Like, I don't know, like, either way it go, it's like, with all of these little random ass laws they passing and shit, like, I just hope that, I ain't gonna say I hope, my heart don't really flutter or skip a beat when I think about that. Like, I'm actually, like, for some spiritual reason, like, I'm, like, reassured through something powerful beyond me. Like, I'm only a vessel, and my spirit and my soul is encased in this, trapped in this, until my creator says time for whatever. It's like, I was listening to something cold as fuck last night. It was this white dude named something. Let me see if I can find that motherfucker. He was lit. And it fucked my head up. Like, damn, that was... His name is Bill Cooper. And he was explaining who Satan was. And why Satan in the position that he in. And it was like, when it first started, I thought it was on some Freemason shit. Like, on some, this what they probably listen to when they getting initiated in type shit. But the more he talked and explained who he was, how he tried God, because it was like Satan was a brute standing on top of a hill, leaning on his sword, looking into space. It was peaceful, it was quiet, everything was perfect. And then Satan called out to God. And God answered him. And when he answered him, it was like he had a baby voice. Like a child's voice, I want to say. Like a sweet, tender, innocent, real faint, light voice. And when Satan heard it, he was like, whoa, what the fuck? This is Almighty? This is God? This is who rules? And how can it be? Like, ain't no way he this and woo, woo, woo. And where is heaven? And where is the glory of God? Like, no. And right in that moment, he decided to rebel. And he felt that he was greater than God. And he wanted to take over and rule with Almighty power and woo, woo. Like, and to back it up, it was like Satan was divine in his own glory. God created him so flawless and this, that, and the third. But to skip back forward to where we was at. So Satan talking that shit, like, he feeling some type of way. And it's like, this God created you. Like, he bro, come on. The moment he thought it, the moment he rebelled, that's when heaven opened up. That's when the light came at Satan, hit Satan so hard with a force, it basically the light alone casted him away, casting him down to earth type shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's when Satan saw the glory, the angels, everybody ready, like, what's happening? And Satan had to ball up. He had to. I want to play it, but, you know, I don't want to get no copyright infringement. I just paraphrased it for y'all a little bit. But it had a lot of deep significance. Like, when you rebel, basically because Satan rebelled and he thought that he was better, that's when God showed up. Like, that baby voice went to a powerful, I don't even know how to, like, it went from a baby voice to a grown man voice, fully grown man voice, if that makes any sense. When Satan realized his fuck up and his mistake, he jumped back in pocket. And then heaven closed back up and everything went back to how it was. And it was like, damn, ain't that crazy? Like, no bullshit, like, yeah. But I definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour brunch, gas and brunch edition. You know, just a little quick snack, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up one time. I'm about to get my day started, man. You know, woke up, trying to get it in, man. Have an awesome day. I'm gonna have something for y'all on Friday. I'm gonna do something. I ain't gonna keep talking no more. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I ain't gonna say what, but just know when I put it out there, y'all better go ahead, check it out, and share that shit. But I am King Nez. This is Player Sean Radio, and I see y'all in a hot second. Yes, buddy.